You know that Australia is not rich in water resources. May I know where the household water is mainly from?
Mainly the water comes from catchment areas surrounding our cities. In Sydney and Melbourne in particular, we have catchments that have dams on river systems and that provides a lot of the drinking water for large cities like Sydney and Melbourne and so on.
On Tuesday's news, I found that the EPA Victoria warned there were high levels of fecal pollution in some of Melbourne's most popular beaches after recent flash flooding. What can we do to reuse stormwater or rainwater?
Yes, the problem is that when you get a lot of heavy downpours and a lot of rainfall, it puts pressures on other systems like the sewerage system, and that's why higher levels of fecal coliforms and that are detected in the waterways. But if we dealt with that water, the rainwater that is, instead of letting it flow off sealed surfaces and that and into other waterways and like beaches and harbours and that, if we treated that water where it falls and clean that water where it falls and made it available for reuse, then that would take a lot of pressure off the normal systems such as the sewerage system. Because the water flows and floods areas, it's flooding into all sorts of utilities and other things, that's what causes the sorts of problems that we have when you have a large downpour. But if you trap the water and clean the water at where it falls, and you can do that in a lot of ways. There's a worldwide trend at the moment for instance, in China, they're using a term sponge cities. And sponge obviously means collecting the water, cleaning it, and then wringing the sponge out to make the water available for reuse. And it's a very good metaphor for what we need to do in cities around the world. So in Australia, we have what's called water-sensitive urban design, and the same sort of thing where they put filters in, for instance, and ways of treating stormwater, building it into new estates and even retrofitting into cities. City of Sydney, for instance, has done a lot of work with rain gardens, putting those in streets where a lot of the water flows, and that's preventing that water from flowing uncontrolled into the harbour, for instance. In Melbourne, Melbourne Water has been very instrumental in rain gardens program, where they flow the drainage into gardens and basins and that, detention basins, rather than just flowing it down a drain uncontrolled and uncleaned. And those basins and those rain gardens have filters in them that is a bit like a soil, but it's engineered and manufactured deliberately to clean water. And those filters are doing a great job now at cleaning up some waterways. But pardon the pun, but it's only a drop in the ocean of what's been done. We need stronger leadership from state governments and from the federal government to put more of these sort of systems in around the cities and that to address the problem on a large scale.
That means if we don't treat the stormwater and just let it go straight into the sea, and just as the EPA Victoria said that, could it pollute the ocean?
Yeah, well, that's traditionally what was being done for many years before we put sewerage systems in place. So we now treat sewerage and that to a high level and a high standard. But as I said, when you get large storm events, that can put pressure on the system. But if you control that flow and contain the water, you don't put the pressure on the system then. The main problem is that our cities are growing bigger than what the infrastructure is there to support them, mm-hmm. and that's why you get overload situations and that as well when it rains very heavily.
How would the household wastewater be dealt with? Where will it finally go?
Yeah, okay. Most of the household wastewater, there's systems nowadays for treating that on-site and reusing, but most of the small grey water systems and that, most of the wastewater from toilets and that still needs to go through the main system because it's then treated to a high level. But the main water that runs off households, and that is rainwater running off the roofs and into the gutters and then flowing down uncontrolled into the drains. And if we can put systems along roads and that which there are in place already in some places, Manly, for instance, in Manly Beach in Sydney has a system along a gutter that actually traps the water, treats the water and makes available the water for reuse in situ, right where it falls. So those sort of systems can collect that water and treat it to a high standard and then make that water available for use for non-potable applications like irrigation or watering and landscape and so on.
I see that there are water spouts in some rivers inland and some beaches. What are they used for?
They're mainly for irrigation for farmers and so on. So farming and agriculture uses a lot of water from the rivers to grow the food that we need to eat. And I think everyone would agree that we need to keep putting food on the table, so we need to allow farmers to be able to have access to water. However, the main problem in Australia and many other continents is that the organic matter levels in the soils are so low that there's not enough ability for those soils to hold water. So the water just goes either straight through or evaporates off. And if we concentrated on getting our soils right, where we've got agriculture, then we would use less water for agriculture. And we've been doing that through our organisation CORE, which is an association. We've been helping farmers along the Nepean Hawkesbury River system in Sydney and also in the Gippsland, South Gippsland area of Victoria, by providing them with organic materials from the households to be able to enhance their organic matter levels in their soils, and they're reducing their irrigation by about 50%. But more importantly, not only are they reducing their irrigation, they're reducing their energy bills because they all use energy to pump the irrigation. And by reducing their irrigation by 50%, they're actually reducing their electricity or their fuel costs for pumping that water by significant amounts.
Organic material is from the wastewater or?
No, it's actually from household collection. So when people mow their lawns or trim their gardens or take branches to the recycling facilities and that material there is used is then processed into an organic mulch or an organic compost, and that material is then used by farming communities and by the urban communities. So we actually look after the excess amount of material. So when there's too much in the system, we actually look after that material and we take it out to farms and work with farmers on increasing their soil organic matter levels. I think I mentioned initially about the parliamentary inquiry that was held into stormwater in Australia last year and the findings of that. And it was recognised that it's very much an untapped resource. And when you think of Australia as being the driest continent on earth, then it makes sense to get those sort of findings out of that inquiry and get implementation of larger scale recycling. We've had some efforts at it over the years of large scale recycling, but it's still, as I said, a drop in the ocean. There needs to be a lot more focus on that to trap and treat the water and make it available for reuse.